be fucking up. Like,
can we talk about the history of fuck ups
throughout history?
Just recently.
I mean,
I'm about to say throughout history. There's way too many fuck ups.
From which fuck ups? The smoke coming from Canada or the underwater shenanigans?
Not, like the smoke from Canada. Like that's not. You can't fully control that.
Bullshit.
Because there's so many variables like you can't control. Like
the wind and things.
Yeah, like wind. You can't control the wind. Like, can you? Is there a machine out there?
I mean,
they
can make it snow.
And cloudy. And rain.
But to move that much smoke from that landmass all the way this way is very hard to do, and it doesn't sound believable. I'm not saying it couldn't be done, because you guys brought up perfect examples how things are created, but those are usually on a smaller scale.
Mm-hmm. Not sometimes, ain't it, John?
It sounds like propaganda.
And when I think smaller scale, I'm thinking like, okay, you can create snow for a movie set. Like smaller
scale. Artificial.
Or artificial.
No, literally, like there's like artificial clouds that are made to like protect the
I don't watch enough about that shit then. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. But yeah, like the whole smoke from Canada thing, that shit, that day, that I didn't go outside the whole day. That shit was giving me
outside the whole day.
Low key, like there was like a notification on our phones like yesterday that was like don't go outside. We were outside for like 6 hours.
just golfing. Having the best time. But
what, socks and all.
Again, but it's like, do you let them control what you do, or just like you just exist and let things happen? Because like,
well, in this example though, a lot of people were saying, I think your sister was one of them. She was like, "You guys all are worried about this smoke, but you guys will smoke crack and smoke cigarettes
right,
all day."
Right, Newport 100s and the whole.
Who said that?
Leah.
Oh, I was about to say my mom said that.
Yeah, Leah.
She was. So it's just like, you know,
she brought up a valid point with that. Like, I understood her premise of saying that. Because like she also has asthma, so like I've seen her asthma flare up on her in bad days. I've seen April's asthma flare up on her, so I do understand like people having bad like asthma and stuff like that, and it really affects people. Like for me, I don't have that, but I can, my body, like I got headaches from being outside for too long those couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I understood people like, yeah, it's something not to be played with, because it's not the best air quality right now. Like, if you are walking outside and you can see that, like, that haziness yourself, it's like,
yeah,
that's not normal.
Hell yeah, I thought I woke up, I thought something was burning in the house.
Dude, I smelled the plastic.
So like, I walked outside, I'm like, what's going on? Somebody doing, like, a bonfire? Like a
I
big
thought,
fire,
yeah, like, yeah, I'm like, at 8 in the morning? Like, who the fuck is having a fucking fire at 8 in the morning?
Yeah.
No, but yeah, it's just pretty crazy.
Yeah. But
I still don't understand the premise of the burning of whatever they're burning. Like, what are they?
They did it on purpose, though, right?
Yeah.
I think they started it on purpose, and then it's like one of those things they got to control. Because you can't have control fires.
I feel like you can.
You can.
You definitely can.
Like, control burns.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
Mm-hmm. But, like, for a forest, a certain section, just to burn that section of the forest.
And build whatever y'all want to build.
Well, sometimes in fires, like, a fire could be happening right here. They will initially start another fire right here just so they burn each other out.
Oh, kind of like, never mind. I'm not going to go into that, but okay.
Oh, shit. You were about to go into something.
Twin Tower theory, but no, it's fine.
Yeah. Ooh,
okay. But, no, I get you, though. But then again, it's like, you can't mess with the natural state of how the world's going to be. Like, you guys will keep altering how it's supposed to look, and eventually we're the real virus of this planet, and if we don't stop fucking up the planet,
I think it's like the earth itself is something we can help mold, but I think once we start forcing it,
mm-hmm,
then it's like nah be,
yeah, because again, too much artificial stuff around here is going to, like, I feel like we're in a weird time.
We are
like, actually I was just getting in this big ass deep hole that we are reaching the threshold of when humans are actually supposed to start to, like, degress, mm-hmm, and start becoming extinct. I guess after, like, I think it's 2,500 years, we start going back. So dinosaurs and all this.
Depopulated?
Yeah, pretty much.
Crazy that you bring that up, because I've been thinking of that. I'm like, with inflation and stuff like that, and a lot of people our age or even younger are to the point, like, I don't want kids. You know, whether it's financial related, whether it's selfish, whatever it is, a lot more younger people are saying, I don't think I will have kids. Hmm. So that has me thinking, like, is it possible for enough of the younger generation to decide that, to make actually the population of the world go down?
Like a dent in the
population. Yeah, I mean, maybe. Or maybe just not even like a whole, like a whole decline, but maybe like a dip.
Gradual,
Not to cut you off though, but like, just look at the generation, our generation and the next generation. A lot of people have kids, we don't have a lot of kids. Like, they used to give birth to generations, like 10, 12, 11 kids at a time. I was like, one or two here, maybe three,
my five, dad was max, one of like, six, my mom was one of nine. Yeah. And you won't hear that anymore.
No, but this age is like,
seven.
See? But this age is like, some woman would rather not have kids, pursue their business degrees and like education, instead of having to take care of another person.
Exactly.
I think now too, we also kind of, I don't want to say value, because I feel like I've always valued this person, but like, now we accept this role a little bit easier, like being like the cool uncle or the cool aunt. Like, fuck these kids, I ain't having them. I'm gonna ship you off once your mom and dad get back here. So I think now it's just, it's a lot of people are, they have friends who have kids or family members that have kids. So I think, like, at an early age, you're kind of like,
you kind of live.
Yeah, you're kind of adjusting. Yeah. Like, you have kids. Well, you don't have kids, but you have kids around you and kids in your life. So it's like, all right, I get a taste for it. I don't really want the whole plate right now.
Get the little trial edition. Hey, look, a couple hours here, and hey, go back home now.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I could do a couple hours of like Lola, Parker, Bella, and Avi, but I don't all day every day for. Man, at least what you got to, when do you think is the first time Parker is ever going to go on like vacation?
Like,
without you.
Like, yeah, without you.
First time Parker will go without me? Shh, I don't know, man.
Like 10 years, bro. So imagine you going to be with them for every day for 10 straight years.
Well, shit. He's five now. I've been with him.
That's what I'm saying.
At least a solid 95%.
You got five more. Yeah, you got another five more bid on you, bro.
But that's like how, I don't know who said, like, Asha, like a lot more people are like women getting degrees. Like, I know a lot more stay-at-home dads. Like, and with that role.
And it's kind of, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm it's, and it's no, like, this generation doesn't care about gender roles either. So it's like,
oh, no,
you can be a stay-at-home dad and still make money, and the spouse can go to work every day and bust their ass doing whatever. But, like.
And I tell you what, like, I used to see, like, a lot of women that be stay-at-home parents, like, man, this is tiring. And I think from a guy's perspective, it's like, you know, man up, you know. After doing it and living in that shoes, I get where some of it is. I'm like, damn, like, this is.
I feel like there has to be exceptions if you're going to be a stay-at-home parent.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if I'm out all day providing extra income, when I come home, the house should be spick and span. It should be, you know what I'm saying, laundry done. Like, just the essentials of taking care of your house. Don't sit here all day and you got a whole quarter around you and you're just watching Netflix and whatever else show is on. Like,
another, like, I watched this video and this lady was like, people will say marriages are 50-50. No. Mm-mm. That's bullshit.
I don't agree with that,
because I used to look at it like that, but then, like, after I heard her talk, she was like, some days your partner might come home and they might only have 30%. Mm-hmm. Well, it's up to you to have the other 70. Mm-hmm. Or vice versa.
Mm-hmm. You know, someone said it's 100-100, like, basically.
And it's just learning, hey, some days I need this fucking break. Mm-hmm. I can get all the little stuff done around the house, but when you come home, I'm taking an hour just because I need to unplug real quick.
Not saying like you're like, that's a transition, like transaction, like you come home, okay, it's my time to unplug in. No, right. I mean, you guys should have a mutual agreement. Like, this go. Is,
yes.
Yeah. I need time to digress and do what
learning.
I want to do.
It's learning too, because not, I think a big thing that people don't realize, like when you make a, get into a relationship, that's two different people coming in to make one, and you know, you got a lot of learning to do, you know. Mm-hmm. How other people react to certain situations and how you react to certain situations that you've never been in.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you sprinkle in, okay, then you're thinking of a person in person relationship, then you had a child and more childs and
more children.
Children.
But the crazy part is, you say that, but like, I've even asked my dad, I said, Dad, do you and mom like ever look back at everything? between the being a blended family.
No, because these niggas is still taking care of y'all motherfuckers.
Still.
I mean, once you have a kid, you never stop taking care of the kid. I feel like. Even if you're like 80, they're like 60, yes, they're never going to stop taking care of your
kid. I think, personally, this is me speaking, I think there's a limit of how much you should do for your kids.
Don't handicap your kids. In a sense,
that's what they've done.
Yes. Yeah. Don't, like, make them so codependent where they can't live on their own and make their own choices and do what they have to do. Like, that's not, in my eyes, that's not real parenting. Parenting is just kind of like, hey, sometimes, this is what's dealt to me.
Sometimes you
gotta
I'm going
to teach you the best of my ability. Find outside of what works for you. Right. I can only show you so much because I've only seen and experienced so much. So that's a perspective to take.
Mm-hmm. And it's not fair to your parent to have to not live their life. Mm-hmm. To have to take care of you until you're, you know,
90 years old.
Yeah, like,
God forbid if you can't take care of yourself, that's a different story. But
me and my mom had a conversation the other day. I'm like, all your kids are like grown in college. Like, you don't have to worry about us anymore. You can go and live your life. You can go to Florida, wherever else you want to travel. But she's like, yeah, but I think in some aspects she's lost a sense of like her own, like, what do I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I want to do anything today.
And that's like, and I think it's also like your mom. Raise y'all.
Yeah.
That it was your mom.
Shout out to mom.
Shout out to moms.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, so I kind of get, like, I get where she's coming from because she's like, I remember going to your house and picking you up in high school and she still had your two little brothers. You mean your sister and your brother in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and stuff like that. So it's like, just
a mixture. And again, like,
just a mixture. And just now it's not everybody's there anymore. It's like, well, fuck.
Yeah, what do I do?
What do I do? Yeah,
you gotta fill the void, I guess, with something that makes sense to you. But again, I don't know. That's the whole purpose of like finding yourself and doing what you want to do. And we got a lot of time left. You know what I mean? I mean, ideally we do. So
mm-hmm.
In the meantime, let's enjoy your life. Like right now, Sel's in Puerto Rico.
Oh damn, is she really?
She left Thursday. She doesn't go back till Wednesday. She was like, "You want to come?" I'm like, "I could. I don't want to spend $800 on a ticket." But
I thought about it.
Just because we're not together, I'm like, you still should go experience that. You're Puerto Rican. That's like your motherland. Like, see what your culture is about.
Right.
And if you get inspired and motivated when you come back to embrace your culture, you should do that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, there's no, like, I would love to experience that with you. But if not, I mean, that's your own personal experience.
Exactly.
Mm.
Wow. We'll see Brazil and all that together in time. But, like, what's the rest we got forever? Right. So.
Aw.
Do what you got to do.
I'm gonna hold your hand.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. So, it's adorable. But
oh shit, yeah.
God damn.
You don't need a passport to go to Puerto Rico, right?
No.
Because it's you. Yeah, I know, but I just,
that ringtone is like a 50-year-old
fly over and shit. So I just wasn't 100% sure.
Who's that? That's my work phone.
Oh, what up?
All right, but I'm sorry. Hey, yeah, we went on a little rabbit hole there. But just to go on like things that don't make sense. So we had an incident recently. What, 2 weeks ago? A week ago?
Mm-hmm.
I am a millionaire. I'm paying this much money to go see the Titanic in a small submarine below water.
No.
You paying that?
No.
John?
I don't care if I gotta
pay. It's not about the money for me. I wouldn't even do it.
No.
I just wouldn't even do it.
There's certain parts of the world we're not supposed to touch and be at, and curiosity killed the cat for a reason.
But people have done it before. Like, there's been mm-hmm. people to do
no,
it.
No, there's been unmanned cameras and stuff. Like, they control the cameras from a ship.
No, there's been physical people.
There's been actually people down there. Yeah, there's like expeditions
okay.
that go down
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Expeditions with trained divers with equipment that's built and tested mm-hmm. to last like
well,
that.
Well, this submarine has been down there.
Yeah.
It's been down. That guy has been down there for I don't know how many times, but he was like,
he basically said that he's been down there so much that he has spent more time like than the captain of the actual Titanic.
Yeah. First of all, Captain Titanic died on the Titanic. So
unfortunately, that motherfucker died right next to him.
Like, no.
Someone said, yeah, I saw some comments said, like, you were going to visit a gravesite, now you became one with it.
Yeah, like, up. No, like, that's stupid. Yeah, I'm sorry. Isn't. Like, nobody in their right mind should be like, hey, look, let's squeeze five fucking people mm-hmm. into this capsule.
It's only like 20 feet long.
And we're gonna submerge it down to deep depths of the fucking ocean.
They like seal it with like a, they like bolt it shut. It's like,
the fuck?
There's no like door.
Shit makes no sense. And then you gonna pull it out? Like all those, like, that makes no sense.
But again, you want that experience, you want to see the Titanic. I mean,
my whole thing is, man, y'all got all that money. Why can't y'all just get a boat with a crane and just yank that bitch up, bro?
So, it was so deep. It was
12,000 feet. You know how deep that is? It's two and a half miles. Yes. Almost 2.5 miles.
Yeah, there ain't no crane getting that thing.
You can't.
I mean, you could. I mean, like, feel like it's possible. You could maybe get it out of the water. I'm not saying it's gonna be easy, but I feel like.
Oh yeah, it's
we got enough easy. Money and technology where we could low key bring that bitch up to surface.
Because you know, from little,
it's gonna take some goddamn time.
little I know about like the pressures and stuff like that. That deep. All I know is this: you would have to get a crane or something powerful enough to first get the Titanic loose from any rocks or anything that it's
so much debris has built over time. Right. It's probably like,
and then just a pressure stuck there. Of acting on the Titanic itself.
Yeah, just the whole, like, just keep it down.
The winch would break. Like,
or
oh God, here we go.
Let the shit just be down there.
Yeah, it was let it be down there.
I'm cool with that. That's where it's been.
What's on the boat that's so important that you want to show people?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the same case, like you said, like, why would people want to go down there? Or why would people want to skydive? Or why would people want to go do...
It's an experience, though.
Drive 300 miles per hour on some street, you know, Autobahn or whatever. Like, people just want to do what they want to do.
I think humans had this natural like adrenaline rush for certain things and
mm-hmm.
certain stuff like itches that makes that desire itch. Like, yeah.
Are you really living if you don't feel it?
Drake said it best. When the last time you did something for the first time. You know what I mean? So like a lot of us go through that motion of like the same shit every day, but like to experience that though is...
Yeah, I don't care though. What was it like? 2.5 million for everybody to get on there?
It was only 250,000, I think.
Oh, only two. Only. Well, yeah.
I'm just saying, like for people that are billionaires.
Okay.
So 1.2. It would. I don't care if it was $1.2 billion. I ain't going down there. All right. Fuck that.
Man. But again, I mean, would I have done it? Probably not. But if you got the money,
maybe you do. Yeah. Maybe you. Maybe you're like, well, what else is left?
Yellow.
Let's go, Elon breaking the sound barrier and trying to go to space and shit.
He did that. Jeff Bezos shot a rocket.
Like, if I ever got the chance to, like, be on a fighter jet and be like, okay, look, we're about to break the sound barrier. Now, that's something I want to experience.
How fast is that, though?
It's the same shit, though, Jacob. I mean, it's the same thing. You do that, or you go...
Say you do it,
That's more done on a regular...
There is regulation to that, I guess. And apparently, I'm sorry to cut you off, Josh. Mm-hmm. This guy was like anti-regulation. He didn't want like certain things on his ship and he didn't want to follow protocols. I don't know how exactly he got in the water then, but maybe where he was at, maybe where he launched from.
I'm telling you, this is the whole loophole, the whole thing. They were in international waters.
Mm.
So low-key, so everybody's like looking around. Yeah, everybody's looking around like, all right, well, they're in technically Canada's water, but it's still our ocean, so it's kind of like... Matter of fact, who owns the ocean?
Nobody. You can't own... I don't know how this is even a thing. How do we own the planet? Like, we can't own... Does that make sense?
Then why do
like,
we pay taxes on it?
Why do we pay taxes
on it? I don't know. We just broke it.
It doesn't make sense. Like, why are we... We're living here and we're paying for stuff that's not even ours.
Yeah, it's not even their planet. Do they buy... Can I get a proof of purchase?
How much is the Earth cost?
Right, yeah.
How much does it cost?
Well, can't you buy a piece of the moon, allegedly?
Who owns the moon?
I think all that's bullshit. You can buy a star. I'm like, you can't fucking buy a star. There's so many of them.
Right.
Technically, you could with a piece of paper. Like,
according
hey,
to the, like the one just the whatever the
logistics,
the freaking
longitude, latitude,
compass of wherever that star is in the Zach universe. That's your star.
That's ridiculous. There was that one. Speaking of like ridiculous shit, you can buy like a 2-inch plot of land in like Ireland to become like a Kingsman or something like
what?
Yeah, you could like buy a
lot. Like a small
did
plot
you guys
of land.
See what
so
Pharrell...
I could be a king literally in it. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm about to
did
do
did you
that.
See what Pharrell Williams made? So he's part of the Louis Vuitton like design team now.
Mm-hmm.
There is this little plastic
that's worth so much. That little green
sold for 65k. Look like the
it's like microscopic like, but it's a Louis bag.
So I don't care what the fuck type of bag it is. I can't carry around shit, and it looks.
I feel like
a little
that type of shit,
piece.
Like you drop like some water on it, and it just fucking implodes.
That may be a thing though.
Gross.
The next wave of fashion.
Like, that'd be cool, but no. I'm sorry. A little piece of plastic, just because it has a Louis Vuitton looking like a fucking Lego, costing $65,000.
But who else got it though?
I don't care. It makes no sense.
You,
to
you don't got it though.
I don't want it.
You put it on display. A little box.
Walk into my living room, just have a like little glass case.
Shit costs more than my house.
Yeah. You like, you're sweeping up dust, you sweep it away like where is it?
I just seen it. Say nobody move.
Gotta bust out the fucking magnifying glass. Alright, where the fuck are you? Well, if they're making bags, that's all, man. Can they make me a violin for real now?
Like the real smallest violin.
Smart.
Possibly.
What the fuck was that? Sir. You're on yourself. What?
Are you okay?
No.
No.
So it sounds like... Oh, gosh.
He said, oh, gosh. So I thought that's what it was. I'm like, oh, not the toilet calling. I said, that boy calling the toilet. The toilet ain't calling him.
It's a busy tone right now.
So what else has been on the spectrum of like stuff that doesn't make sense?
Well,
Shit going on in Paris or France. I said, or France.
What is that? Yeah, I didn't.
Man, so I
haven't really read. I haven't seen it.
So I want to say they're protesting some type of.
I seen a teenager got shot by cops. Is that what it was pertaining to?
Oh, I have no idea.
I thought it was a law, but that could be a thing too. I think they were trying to pass some type of law over there or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. And I thought it was something else.
It could be right. I'm not 100% sure.
I don't have my phone
sure.
up, so yeah. I can look.
But yeah, no, they're like looting and rioting. Basically like how it was over here, but they're doing it on a massive scale. I seen they broke into a fucking airport.
Damn.
And they lit a fucking plane on fire.
Oh. So I have a question. When people get, like when us citizens get that upset over something that happens, do you guys think that's the best way to get a response? Like, is that I don't want to say is that the right thing to do, but is that a acceptable response?
What, like violence?
Just looting and violence?
Oh yeah, that's progression. Why? We haven't got here without some type of fight. Physically, you have to do
right
something.
About that.
In order to get the peace, you have to go through some type of war. So. Most things that occur now was because of war.
So it's like we will act civil until something like this pops off, and then we're just gonna be like, you know what? If you want to act like this, we can act like this too. Episode
for real,
like an eye for an eye.
Like you come to my house, you keep tearing down my fence. I'm just gonna be like, hey man, I'm a protest. Stop tearing down my fence, but you gonna keep doing it. So what do you? How are you supposed to respond to repetitive actions against you?
I see what you're saying.
You just stand there and say, use your voice, as they say.
No, you
to
like
an extent.
Molotov cocktail into their house.
Damn, Jacob.
I'm sorry. But yeah, I guess okay. I see what you're saying.
But everybody has a different way of approaching, I don't know, conflict and understanding how that works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like a intellectual conflict where you can like debate that way, or there's physical conflict where this has to happen in order for shit to really change and progress. Like. But it just depends on you. What's your approach?
I think everybody has limits too of like what really irks them. Like what's going to get that person to that level to where I'm going to get the reaction that I'm looking for.
No, I don't even think that you're looking for is what they're about to receive no matter what type shit.
They weren't expecting that reaction. It's like, look, I can be cool through situations A through D, but once we get lower, you know, it's the alphabet, then leave me the fuck alone.
We can talk about protests as far as like protests in Minneapolis, protests in Cleveland, protests that pertain to like issues like with, you know, when George Floyd was murdered and like, you know, people were like, that's it, or this is
like
this,
that was the last straw.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or peaceful protests like pride parades and stuff like that.
There's different ways to convey your message, but again, it's like, what are you really saying to the world?
Right. Like, see, I'm on the edge, man. Like, I, you said, is it acceptable? I'm kind of like a yes and no person. Like, I feel like, all right, we can all fuck some shit up, but let's not fuck up the wrong people's shit. Because, like, you could see some 90-year-old woman's store now is all vandalized, and she had nothing to do with nothing, you know? So it's kind of like, damn, this person really didn't deserve this. But right. As a whole, you know what I mean? Like,
wrong place, wrong time for that store. Right. You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, like you said, you could have a 9-year-old store owner that's probably all they have. Mm-hmm. They plan on retiring in a couple months. And next
shit,
year,
no,
you know,
they can't retire. That's why they're working at 90 and shit. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, like, all right, so this is my brain went, right? Like, if I'm riding and we gonna fuck some shit up, right, I'm gonna make a list of all these store owners that kind of did some bad shit. And that's who we should go fuck.
That are against the people who want the city to work. Like,
right.
Say, theoretically, say we're on Broadway and there's store owners that don't accept the new generation and the way we think and the way we operate for Lorraine to move forward.
Like Scorchers. Right.
Goes down. I mean, if something happens to Scorchers or Broadway Mary, I mean.
So, do you guys think the Purge should be real?
No.
I'm on the fence.
Absolutely not.
You're on the fence. Why? Okay. Explain.
I'm just saying, violence does sometimes gets like, it's kind of like a side, like a therapy too. Like, cause that's why you had like the smash rooms and all that. Cause like there's aggression inside of humans that some people don't know how to get out of. So, I mean, but to go and intentionally kill people for an extended amount of time, and then once it's up, it's like, okay.
You got out your system for this year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll do it again next year.
Well, that's like based off some research saying if you watch too many crime documentaries and shit like that, mm-hmm. or true crime podcasts, that you're fulfilling an urge or something, you might have some things that you got to like get off your chest.
Like built up aggression.
Right.
Or
like making a murderer.
I'm not saying I fall asleep to shit like that, but hey, sometimes I do.
Fall asleep to shit like that. But, hey, like a sound machine. Jacob's like, I want to listen to...
Motherfuckers dying.
Help!
Well,
he's like... I know. He's like, go ahead and die, motherfucker. But, I mean, I think in a sense, man, don't you think, like, we're already kind of, like, in a purge?
Well, I don't know if you guys have seen it. Like, you mentioned, like, looting in Paris and France. Like, there is this, like, trends on, like, social media where they'll, like, people will go into a store, like I don't know, we'll say, like, Forever 21 or something. And then they'll just take shit and they'll just walk out. You're gonna, like, they're going to be, like, there's, like, they, like, flash mob rob it. And they're, like, you're not going to stop all of us. And they don't. It, like...
I mean, they're right, though. You're not going to stop all of them.
I remember, like, working at Dillard's, and they were like, if somebody comes in here and steal, don't try to stop them. So you can literally go in there, grab a coat rack of stuff, and walk out the door. Mm-hmm. If the security doesn't catch you, that's all you.
I'm up.
As an employee of the store, you're not supposed to pursue that person, because then it can be a lawsuit or something against you, which is weird, right? I'm trying to protect the...
I guess I'm product. I guess I'm about to open up a real shop. If I could just go into a spot that they can't catch me, I could be quick for a couple minutes.
Jacob, I've seen you try to catch Parker.
I'm up.
Yeah, I don't know. But Gabe, for your question though, yeah, I do think we're in some type of purge though. I don't know what type of...
I mean, motherfuckers get killed every single day. Think about it.
Every day.
New York. They got all these places where the crime rate is like low-key high, like New York, Chicago, Detroit,
Cleveland.
Is there
an undercover agency that just takes off just...
Dude, what the fuck is going on with your stomach, my boy?
I need help.
Dude is just fucking rambling over here.
Is there like an FBI of like bounty hunters that just like, hey, look, this person's causing too much ruckus, let's just...
Probably.
I wouldn't even call it a secret. It's because, just like you said, they're like FBI, CIA, like they're
like the marshals and stuff.
Yeah,
like
they're actually bona fide undercovers that, you know what I'm saying, probably have caught bodies in the street because, unfortunately, they're undercover.
If the Secret Service is so secret, how do we know about it?
Do we know all their
it's
secrets?
It's not really a secret if everybody knows. Do we know all their secret secrets? Service. I mean,
do we?
I'm going to get this boiled bacon, egg, and cheese, goddammit.
Something for them. I don't know. I can't answer your question. I mean, That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they say a cop killed Tupac or Biggie.
This is all I know. We pay taxes on the earth that nobody fucking bought.
We don't own
proof of purchase.
Yeah, we don't own the earth.
So how do these people make all these regulations on it? That's what I want to know.
They got different psychological tactics that they implement in people. Like, there's a way to condition somebody to follow suit.
Well,
they've been doing it
for
years.
Violence.
I'm telling you, violence is the answer.
Well, yeah, we go all the way back to the start of America. You know, we basically
wars.
We pushed out the Indians by force. And
Franco's relatives.
Franco's European.
Yeah, Franco's relatives, Christopher Columbus.
Damn, Franco.
He did that ancestry thing. He said he was like 2% European.
Oh, yeah. Every time I see him now, I'm like,
I know, like, what up, Euro?
I'm changing his contact to Euro. Oh, God. Yeah.
He fun, man, dude. I ain't gonna cap, bro. Franco is funny as fuck working with, man. He like, you see the stupid bitch right here. I'm like, chill out. He just it's not that serious, dude.
He doesn't care, man. No,
no, absolutely. He has no filter at all, man.
Yeah, his filter's broken.
Yeah, no, it ain't broken. It just ain't there. Yeah, yeah, it can't broke, but
one.
Ain't there.
I don't think he ever had one for it.
No, Franco funny, man.
Yeah, so on the list of other topics, do we have anything else?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of some stupid shit that I've been seeing. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know if y'all been so... Y'all seen this... what's this fucker's name? Birthday, the McDonald's dude?
Oh, Grimace?
Have y'all been seeing the videos of like people drinking the shakes and shit? Oh, pull that shit up, bro, I seen one. So like they're doing these shakes and they look like... Basically like they fucking OD'd. Like they're fucking strung out. All types of crazy shit, Osh. One chick... She got like possessed by the thing. She was crawling on the fucking ceiling and everything, scaring her husband. He's like, "What the hell's in this drink?" Like, but Jordan was telling me if you drink the shake by itself, it is supposed to taste like a vanilla shake. But if you eat it simultaneously with the milk, I guess it's like a Big Mac and like some nuggets or some shit. I guess it's supposed to taste like a blueberry shake. Hmm. Like, I don't know how that works.
I'm gonna have to try it again because I had it with the meal and I did taste kind of blueberry.
I seen it in his car yesterday. I was like,
yeah, oh, I tried it. And I'm like,
you didn't bug out or nothing?
No,
no, man.
I should have recorded myself
for real. Like, bro, watch you. When you see it, you're gonna be like, okay, this makes more sense.
There's so many, good ones.
Yeah, I seen some pretty good ones.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, God. I want to see some shit.
Is it a meme or a compilation?
Mean. Yeah, I do the meme one. Let's or the compilation.
Jacob, get the fuck out of the mic.
No, compilation? Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Bro, you are over there? Yeah.
What you won?
Get it out, man.
Oh man, I seen that dude with that chug. He be chugging on
type. Bro,
he be chugging.
Yeah, he bad leg. Oh, that's my boy.
Which no, go back up and go to the...
Yeah, go back.
Yeah, go to the next one. Yeah, go to that one. Sorry, folks, while we look up this thing.
The first one?
Yeah, any one of them probably not. Look, you see the lady was on the ground and shit.
Go to McDonald's and try the
British
shake? Y'all are crazy for this. Well, let's go.
John.
My stomach hurts.
No whipped cream in that shit. Like, bro, how did you get up there?
What? I love when people say that. Happy birthday, Grimace.
Bro, this is not even that bad. Like, I think those TikTok videos are like 50.
Oh my gosh.
He slumped over.
So I wonder what's like the catch behind the Grimace shake though.
Yeah, I don't know. Like who even started this? Like I just want to say happy birthday to my boy Grimace. Oh, he's a savage. He's about to say he's drinking like a fucking regular.
So conspiracy, like, okay. So on this like Grimace. So Ronald McDonald had his whole team with him, right? Grimace was one of the
Hamburglar and shit like that. So yeah.
Are they doing that now, you think? Trying to bring back
nostalgia.
I do wonder if this is like a marketing ploy by McDonald's too.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's funny, man.
For this episode, we gotta attach like the Grimace like reels to this.
Oh, you're dead in the parking lot.
God damn it.
But yeah, like I said, I don't know like, who started. Who like was the first one to really like,
I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's just so funny. It just takes like one stupid video like this, and then everybody in the world is doing it. Like this dude's face down in a creek right now.
OD. Wow.
Damn.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. But like, man, like, so I guess another stupid thing is just like challenges in general. Like, how many, like, have you guys ever done like the any challenges?
I mean, I remember early on we did like the what is it?
The cinnamon challenge.
I've done the cinnamon challenge.
The cinnamon challenge, the cold plunge, the
ALS
challenge.
One.
Yeah. I've done those two. Yeah. You never done the cinnamon challenge?
Not the cinnamon. We did. No, you know,
it was, there was the mannequin challenge. There was the plank challenge, or whatever.
No, the planking thing, I was never on, bro. I couldn't. I don't like being dirty, so. Laying down on something I don't think is 100% clean was never for me.
It's just finding stuff to do to entertain yourself, though. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of other ones that we used to just like, that didn't make sense. We would just do them, though.
Right.
Like going to Walmart like 3 in the morning.
Random Walmart trips to the
bus. I did do the one where like you go to McDonald's and like you grab, order ice cream cone, and you actually grab the cone.
You
and,
did
like, I did like twice before. They looked at me like, what the fuck is wrong with them? Did it at the one in Elyria, though. So fucking funny, but...
You gotta go to a McDonald's. You ain't never gonna go to again.
Bruh. Just do that shit.
Hey, the motherfucker that ordered ice cream's back.
They open the window up. Just
hey, you want ice cream in your hand, motherfucker?
Fucking crazy, yeah.
I think we are...
Yeah, probably.
All right.
A little bit farther.
Ash, how you feeling this week?
We went golfing yesterday, so...
Played 27 fucking holes.
Felt pretty good. Probably get back out today if the weather is decent.
It's actually supposed to storm the rest of the day.
How much? At what time?
Like it should be storming now.
I'm trying to squeeze in a small window.
Sounds like 9 holes to me.
You know, no, I'm at like a 9. Yeah, you know, real chill. 4th of July is next week. This episode will come out during the 4th of July week. So, yeah, everything's been kind of flowing good. No hiccups.
Flowing like diarrhea good?
I don't like that.
That's a nasty analogy.
Right. Literally a nasty analogy. But yeah, that's where I am.
John? What about you, Mr. Nasty John?
I'm feeling all right. If you've all heard my stomach on the mic, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say a couple words.
Special guest. Yeah.
Special
guest. It's excited that it's at Asha's house again.
Yeah. No, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like 27 right now. We golfed yesterday. It was good. That was fun. I'm sore today.
You're sore?
Yeah, I'm sore. Yeah.
From what?
Exactly.
Just in general, just like it was a long day yesterday, just like doing that from 7:30 to 3.
I ain't gonna lie. I got home, I ate, I passed out. To golf from 7:30 to like 3, that's a whole work shift.
That's
right
a
there.
Work, yeah. We
was out there having the ball too. I mean, shout out to Sean too. He was part of the crew, so we'll definitely do that again sometime
for sure
in the future. But
we should have won, Osh.
I'm sorry. I had to carry the team.
You did. On the third nine.
Listen, Gabe, we just started golfing. Jacob's like, drinks time? I'm like, Jacob, let's get through the first 3 holes before we start consuming.
It was like 7:45 in the morning. He was like, you want a beer? I'm like, no.
Yeah, I'm like, give me that shit.
And this is why we lost.
Yeah, we would have lost. Don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. We would have been out there torched, but hey, I'd have been having a good time, baby.
Yeah, no. It was definitely a good time, though.
I had a nice couple flop shots. So.
Mm-hmm. You did. You were hitting your, you were chipping pretty good.
Thank you.
So how many, is this what, 4 y'all done?
Yeah, 4.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all did 2-on-2 now?
Yeah.
2-on-2, scramble, and then we did a, skins?
So yeah, explain that to me. No. I keep hearing, like, scramble.
We didn't do the skins, no. But we, scramble. So basically is this. If me and you are on a team, this are on a team. We will each drive the ball. Whoever has the best ball, that's probably
play off that ball,
mm-hmm. And then just do that for
both of y'all.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So everybody drives initially, and if my ball is further than his, we'll play my ball. And then we'll, from that spot, we'll take another shot. Whoever ball is the furthest to the pin, we'll play his shot. So basically, like
close to
so
the
everybody.
So it's going, like a handy, not like a handicap, but
just basically playing the best ball.
Yeah, it kind of speeds the game up too.
Yeah, it speeds the game up, and everybody still gets a shot to hit. It's not like you're just like taking. Like, if we drove and he drove better, it's not like we're just taking him.
He keeps going.
So now it could be my ball next, his ball next, his putt, my putt. It just depends
on who's what's hitting better that day and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fun. I had a good weekend.
New baby nephew.
Yeah, nephew. Man. My boy Paxton. I got to meet him on Thursday. He was amazing. He's just a little 2 liter. He's like a little 2 liter. He's smaller than the 2 liter. I'm like, I didn't even hold him yet.
No, I don't rock a hold of new babies, bro.
No, I couldn't do it. I was nervous.
He actually held Parker when he was newborn.
Nope. Unless babies can support their own head, I don't pick them up.
He held Parker. I think he was only about 12, 15 hours old.
Did he say, Dada? Looked up. Peppy, that's you.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the same way. I feel weird about holding like newborns. I'm like,
oh, yeah. I was the same way. Until I had Parker, I was the same way. Like, if they can't support, I'm.
And low key, I ain't never changing nobody's diaper.
Oh, that's an experience.
No, that's an experience.
Yeah, no, I'm just gonna unfortunately wait for my own. Let it all go.
You'd be like, how did this little thing produce that much?
Bro, I've been seeing poop on the middle of their back.
Like going up their back.
You know. I was losing. That's a blowback.
That's what it's called, blowback.
Yeah, that's what I hit. Right. No, I was just toilet with.
What's your number, John? What
was your number? He said 27.
27. Okay. What about you, Gabe?
Man, I'm about to.
I'm about to put the padlock.
I'm like a three, maybe like a three or a four.
Whoa!
I can't even cap, bro. Telling
you, you've been going through a lot.
Yeah man, I've been stressed the fuck out for a whole month. I just had a whole stressful ass month. So, but today's the second, right? Technically, yeah. So it's second. You know what I mean? So now I got that month over with. It's a new month. We're just gonna keep, you know, new opportunities. We're gonna go on with a new fresh start.
Keep trucking.
Yeah, just gonna have to keep moving. Dealing with some car problems, dealing with relationship problems. Everything was coming at me all kind of fast, and you know,
all at once.
Yeah, it was like I had my own forest fire within my own brain.
It's kind of like an avalanche of just different things that shoot. Yep.
And kind of like you said, it's 100%, 100%, 100%, and she's kind of still trying to adjust to how to understand me and how I.
Yeah,
decope what, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm in their garage like probably like 90% of the time. She truly doesn't understand why I do it, and I think it's just more of a therapeutic thing. It's like, all right, I don't.
That's your that yeah.
No, we can coexist in the same house, but I don't have to be like, you know what I mean, right next to you all day, bro. Like we can do our own thing.
So my question is, do you know her love language?
She is.
This is a real thing with women. Like they really are serious about.
Mm-hmm. It depends on what we're talking about. She's more of an intimate. Like I can't really like yell. I can't yell.
Does she want like physical touch, or is it like acts of service, or what's the other one? Is it words of affirmation?
I would say words more, but then like physical touch. If it's more of a situational thing, you know.
You may never know. Like I, me and Abigail, I've had to like learn certain things and even certain phrases. Like she hates when I say the word. Like if she asks me a question, I say yeah, that's fine. She does not like the word. Like that's. It's almost like I'm like just saying like
kind of just like I don't give a fuck. Like
she likes the directiveness and she likes
that's
the,
how
like,
we are.
Yeah, and it's taken me time to like kind of figure out how I want to, you know, how I need to be.
Yeah, I don't like that shit either. I'll be honest with you. Just yes or no.
My biggest thing was. That she kind of, like she had to adjust to my biggest thing for me just was saying bitch, and and saying certain other words that I couldn't say to her, like you know what I mean. So it's like all right, like the one day I was like, what's up, my nigga? She was like, don't call me that. I don't like that. And then she said it. I said, whoa. So yeah, you. I was like, this. You know, we gonna take this out of our vocabulary. But then like I'll say like, hey babe, and she says what? I immediately I'm like, never mind. I don't even give. Don't even. I'm never mind. No, don't ask me again. I fucking hate that.
So
dude.
The response of like what?
Yeah, like I feel like I'm you. Yeah, tone. I'm bothering you.
Tone, yes.
Tone is important. Tone.
Or so, like grandpa, can I ask for a favor? Sure. Yes or no, motherfucker?
Yeah. Oh, dude, all the time. Yeah. But at the same time, like I'm a sure guy. I like saying sure. I think it's a quick, easy answer. And sometimes she doesn't like that, or other people are like, "What do you mean sure?" I'm like, "That's sure." So, but with you and Jordan, it's about compromise. So if she likes if she needs a certain language, and you have a certain language, it's almost like where can you meet in the middle? And same with her. If there's something that she's doing that you don't necessarily like, there's got to be some sort of compromise.
I think that I'm just like overly, like I'm not saying overly aggressive, like in a bad way, but like I That's his personality. I just get like my voice gets louder and my shit gets deeper, and she kind of starts looking at me like, "Yo, you starting to bug out?" I'm like, "No, actually, I'm not bugging out. I'm just really talking to you from."
He speaks with passion.
Yeah, I'm like really talking to you from my heart, and so it's like, you know what I mean.
I've had to learn that. I've been his uncle since he's fucking been born, and I've had to learn like Gabe can get like he speaks with passion. He doesn't. It's not so much anger. It's just that if he's passionate, he's going to make himself heard.
I want you to feel what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I know you hear what I'm saying, but I think that's the fine line difference.
5, 20, 27, 9. I'm at a 6.
Yeah, no, I'm low. But yeah, everything's going to be cool, man.
We how bouncing did you get back. 6 off that calculation?
I'm at a 6.
No, you just went through a whole list. Yeah.
He's at 4, 27, 9. I'm a 6.
So the sum of all that is...
No, I'm a 6. I'm a 6 out of 10.
He was like... Six.
Oh no! I kind of went.
What do you mean? The numbers flying around. Like
I kind of went through the same shit as Gabe. Like June was just like a shit month. Mm. It was just a shit month in some aspects of my life, and then kind of like how he's that relationship is like. The other day, Sean was like, "I worked for 6 days, and the first thing you do on my day off is you're gonna go play golf." I said, "I haven't had a day off in 6 days either."
That's manipulation, right there.
I said, "So you know." I said, "I haven't had a day off in 6 days either. So what's the difference?"
You know what you do next time about that.
No, and then yesterday I come home. She's like, "You misread my text." I said, "Cause she said, do you? I'm busy." Well, I'm doing me. I'm playing another 9 holes.
See, like, don't tell me some shit like that. I might not even obligated to come home. Do me? I'm busy. All
so
right,
she's
bet.
Like, so she's like, "You misread the text." I was like, "Oh, my fault." And then she asked me what's for dinner. I said, "You worked the past 6 days. I've made every dinner decision by myself with limited input." I said, "I need help." I said, "I'm not."
You vocalize this early on? Yes. Or you waited till it festered and then
exploded? She asked me, I said, "Look, I need help. This is what my mindset is like right now. I just need a direction to point me in." I said, I don't have an idea. If you come up with the idea, I can make it." She went upstairs in the room. I played Legos with Peck. She came downstairs. She's like, "You didn't pull nothing?" I said, "Like I said, this is what I said earlier." And then we got you pulled.
You should have said, "Grimace's birthday is up the street, motherfucker."
Go try this Grimace shake real quick.
But yeah, so 6, but we'll get better.
Okay. Life. Mm-hmm. Well, again, Clifton isn't here for this episode, but he will be here for
the next episode.
Is that him right there?
I don't know. I hear.
I thought I heard.
Unless someone's running up on Ash about to break in his house and get all his shit.
You got to get past Honey.
And you got to get past all 4 of Will. Mm-hmm. 3 of us, I don't know.
3.5.
Right, yeah, I didn't know what you were going to do. You might call the cops, I don't know.
Hey, I got you. What's your emergency?
Time to get here.
You
got to
get in that white voice. Yes, there is a large black male breaking into a white family's house.
You hear a large black, you hear a tone that's like, they're here already?
And for real.
It's crazy.
They'd be like, click. I'm like, "You didn't even tell me the address." Knock on the door.
I came as fast as I
could. My God, please.
It's been another episode of It's On Us Podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe. And till next time.
Yeah.